This is an executive summary of DST versus real estate crowdfunding, which fits a 1031 investor. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Real estate crowdfunding in Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, properties are often grouped together as passive ways to invest in real estate, but they're built for different jobs, and the difference matters most to an investor selling appreciated property who wants to defer the capital gains tax. The single most important distinction is tax treatment in an exchange. A DST interest is treated as like-kind real property, so it qualifies as replacement property in a 1031 exchange and can defer the gain, while most crowdfunding investments are structured as LLC or LP interests or non-traded right shares, entity interests that are generally not 1031 eligible. Beyond that, the two differ in how they're sponsored and structured, in liquidity and minimums, and in who they suit. This guide compares DST properties and real estate crowdfunding at a glance, explains the 1031 eligibility difference, examines sponsor and structure differences, compares liquidity and minimums, and lays out which suits a 1031 investor. Note that Baker 1031 Investments does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules and your specific situation with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.